Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive with us. This time, we are tackling a really interesting and I think kind of a heavy topic.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be looking at chapter 12. It's called What to Do with Doubt from the book Steps to Christ by Ellen G. White.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah. I think, you know, we all face this at some point in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Doubt, you know, especially when it comes to trying to understand faith and trying to understand the Bible.
Yeah.
So in this deep dive, we're going to kind of unpack some of the ideas that Ellen White puts forward. You know, how does she suggest we approach these, you know, tough questions that come up? What's the role of reason and experience? And, you know, how do we grapple with this idea that understanding, you know, it's a journey. It's not like a destination.
Yeah, that's a good point. And it's fascinating how she acknowledges right up front that the Bible can be challenging to read, even for people who have, you know, been Christians for a long time.
Right.
I mean, she's not afraid to say, hey, there's some mysteries in here. There's some things that you might read and be like, what is going on?
Yeah, she even uses this really vivid image of clouds and darkness surrounding God.
Oh, yeah.
Which you would think, like, that would kind of push people away from faith.
Yeah.
But she uses it in this really interesting way to actually emphasize that just because we can't fully grasp God, you know, just because our little human minds can't, like, wrap around the concept of God, that doesn't mean that he's not there.
Yeah.
Or that nope. he's not loving or that he's not powerful.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it makes me think of the mysteries we see in, like, the natural world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, scientists are discovering new things all the time about space, about,
yeah.
you know, the ocean even, about, you know, how our brains work, but there's still so much that we don't know.
Right.
And White's kind of suggesting that it's the same with our understanding of God.
So, like, how would she approach something like, you know, the concept of the Trinity?
Right.
Which is, you know, one God existing in three persons. I mean, that's something that a lot of people really struggle to understand.
Right. Yeah. She's really careful to distinguish between mystery and contradiction.
Yeah.
So the Trinity, while it's complex, it's not actually a contradiction in the Bible because it always presents God as one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mystery because, like, it stretches our little finite human minds to try to grasp, you know, the fullness of God's nature.
Right.
And so she would say it's okay to sit with that mystery.
Yeah.
To acknowledge that, you know, maybe we don't have all the answers right now.
So it's not about just throwing out reason altogether.
Yeah.
It's more about recognizing that, you know, reason has its limitations.
Exactly. She encourages us to use our reason to study the Bible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she warns us against putting reason on a pedestal like it's the ultimate authority.
Right.
Because that can actually lead to more doubt.
Okay.
Because we're trying to, you know, kind of fit the infinite into a finite box.
But then it makes you wonder, like, how do we avoid just blindly accepting everything?
Right.
You know, if we're not supposed to just rely on reason as, like, the ultimate test of truth, how do we find that balance?
I think that's where her emphasis on this idea of the simplicity and faith of a little child comes in.
Okay.
Now, she's not saying that we should become intellectually naive.
Right.
You know, it's not about checking our brains at the door, but rather that we need to approach this with a certain humility, a willingness to be open to truths that, you know, might initially seem like beyond our grasp.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, a child looking up at the stars for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need to understand all the complexities of astrophysics to be completely awestruck by the beauty and the mystery of it all.
So are we supposed to just, you know, shut off our brains and just blindly accept whatever we read? I mean, because she uses some pretty strong language against what she calls caviling.
Right.
Which sounds an awful lot like questioning things.
It is. She's not against asking questions even, you know, engaging with the text critically.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about the spirit in which we do it.
Okay.
So caviling, as she describes it, is more about nitpicking, looking for contradictions. Approaching the Bible with this kind of, like, predetermined agenda to find fault.
Right.
It's like, you know, someone going up to, like, a beautiful tapestry and, like, picking at it thread by thread.
Yeah.
And they miss the overall beauty of the artwork because they're so focused on, like, finding little flaws.
So it's less about, you know, trying to find reasons not to believe.
Right.
And more about trying to understand with an open mind.
Exactly. And a big part of that is being willing to actually put what we read into practice.
Okay.
So she talks about personal experience as a form of evidence.
Okay.
You know, God invites us to taste and see.
Yeah.
To put his promises to the test in our own lives. That's not about blind faith. It's about actively engaging and seeing how these truths actually play out, you know, in our own experiences.
So it's not just like an intellectual exercise.
Right.
It's about taking these teachings and actually trying to live them out and see what happens.
Exactly.
It actually reminds me of a time when,
yeah, It's about letting those truths really kind of sink in and change how we live. And sometimes it's in those, like, those really difficult experiences, even, you know, those challenging moments where our faith is actually, like, solidified. It's deepened because we have to kind of, like, dig deep and really rely on it.
That makes me think about a time I was going through, like, a really, really tough time in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like, I had so many doubts. I was questioning everything.
Yeah.
But it was actually through going through that experience that I really learned to rely on my faith in a way that I never had before. It's almost like, you know, those tough moments, they kind of force you to dig deeper and to find a strength that you didn't even know you had.
That's a really good example. Like when we come face to face with those doubts and we approach it with an open mind and an open heart, it can really lead us to understand our faith even better. And that actually connects back to what White was saying about how understanding our faith is really more of a journey than like reaching a destination. It's not like you just arrive.
Yeah. I love that analogy that she uses. She says that the path of the righteous is as the light of dawn that shineth more and more into the perfect day.
Oh, yeah.
It's such a hopeful image, you know, like even when we're kind of like stumbling around in the darkness, there's this promise that eventually the light is going to come.
It also speaks to how big and amazing God is. She talks about how even if we had forever to learn about God, we could never fully understand all of his wisdom and knowledge.
Wow.
There would always be more to discover, like new things to learn about God and new ways to appreciate him.
That's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. Like even somebody who has spent, you know, their entire life studying the Bible.
Yeah.
A theologian or, you know, like a level scholar, even they would never get to a point where they're like, okay, I know everything.
That's where I think the Holy Spirit comes in. She makes this point that it's not just about, you know, how hard we try to understand
right.
or like how smart we are. We need the Holy Spirit to kind of guide us and to help us see the truth in the Bible.
So it's kind of this partnership between our own, you know, desire to learn and our curiosity. And then also the Holy Spirit leading us.
Yeah, exactly. And it kind of raises this question, like, what if we could just download all the knowledge about God? Like, instantly, would that really satisfy us? Would that actually make our faith stronger?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, part of me thinks like, oh, yeah, it would be great to have all the answers, you know, to not have to wrestle with these doubts or uncertainties. But then again, like, part of what makes faith so, you know, compelling and so powerful is that there is a mystery to it.
Yeah.
You know, that there is this journey of discovery, those moments where like, oh, wow, I get it now.
I think those are the moments where our faith really grows. When we wrestle with our doubts and we search for those answers and then little by little our understanding grows, it reminds me of like climbing a mountain, you know, reaching the top and seeing that incredible view. That's awesome. But it's the journey of getting there, all the challenges you have to overcome to get there. That's what makes it so meaningful.
And speaking of that journey, it seems like White is saying that even doubt itself, you know, as uncomfortable as it might be, it's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right.
It's more about like, how do we respond to it?
It's about recognizing that doubt is just part of being human. Even when it comes to faith, it doesn't mean that we're weak or our faith is messed up. It's actually this opportunity to go deeper, to think critically about what we believe, and to come out on the other side with a faith that's even stronger.
So what would you say to somebody who's listening right now and they're really struggling with doubts, maybe even feeling kind of discouraged or disillusioned?
Well, first of all, I'd want them to know that they're definitely not alone. You know, doubt is something that so many people experience. It's totally normal to have questions and to struggle with some of those, you know, more difficult ideas and to look for answers. I think the important thing is to not let those doubts like shut you down or push you away from your faith.
Okay.
Instead, see them as a chance to like, you know, dig a little deeper and explore things further.
So instead of thinking of doubt as like the enemy, we can see it as something that can actually help us grow.
Absolutely. Embrace the journey, you know, even the parts that feel messy. Keep searching. Keep asking questions. Keep knocking on that door of understanding and trust that the light is going to come through.
And remember, it's an ongoing process. We may not have all the answers today or even tomorrow, but that's okay. It's the journey of discovering and seeking truth that makes it all so worthwhile. Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into what to do with doubt, you know, what are some of the main things you think our listeners can take away and apply to their own lives?
Well, White gives some really practical advice. She talks about how it's so important to approach the Bible, you know, with humility and with a willingness to learn and to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us understand.
It's almost like she's saying, you know, come to the Bible with an open mind and with an open heart. Like, don't be so focused on trying to prove yourself right or find all the things that are wrong that you miss out on the beauty and the wisdom that's there.
Exactly. And remember, like, you know, understanding these things, it takes time. It's not always going to be like this, you know, instant light bulb moment. It's okay if you don't have all the answers right away.
So, like, what if you come across a passage that just seems impossible to understand? Like, you've read it over and over and it's just not clicking.
Yeah.
What would you suggest?
I would say don't give up. Sometimes, you know, it helps to step back and look at the bigger picture. You know, think about the context, what was going on when this was written, what's the overall message of the book, you know. And don't be afraid to check out some commentaries or talk to people who might have a different perspective.
That's a good point, because sometimes, you know, hearing somebody else explain how they understand a passage can really help you see it in a new way, even if you don't end up agreeing with them, you know.
Absolutely. And remember, the goal isn't always to come up with the one right answer. It's more about engaging with what you're reading, thinking about it, letting it challenge you, and letting your understanding grow over time.
Before we go, I'd love to leave our listeners with a little challenge. Think about a passage in the Bible that you find really confusing, or maybe it's always been a struggle for you, or something that's just brought up some new questions.
Yeah, and instead of just avoiding it or letting it make you doubt even more, you know, spend some time with it. Really dive in. Read it slowly. Maybe pray about it. Write down some of your questions and your thoughts. Look for different perspectives, you know, commentaries, or even just talk to people about it.
And most importantly, be open to the idea that what seems confusing now might become clear later, whether it's tomorrow or next month or even years from now. That's what makes this journey of faith so amazing.
It really is. Embrace the mystery, you know. Keep searching, keep asking, keep knocking on that door, and believe that the light of understanding is going to keep shining brighter and brighter as you go.
Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into what to do with doubt. We hope you found it encouraging, and maybe it's given you some new ways to think about those tough questions we all have. Keep exploring, keep learning, and as always, keep seeking truth.